რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერში ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. უკრაინის არჩევნებზე ამორჩევლის აქტივობა მაღალია. რომის პაპი ისრაელში ჩავიდა. ბელგიის პოლიცია ებრაულ მუზეუმზე თავდასხმელს ეძებს. ეს და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. უკრაინის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებზე ამომრჩევლის მაღალი აქტივობა აღირიცხა, თუმცა ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთის ორი რეგიონის დიდ ნაწილს სეპარატისტები აკონტროლებენ და არჩევნებს წინაღობას უქმნიან. ცენტრალური საარჩევნო კომისიის ცნობით, ადგილობრივი დროით 3 საათზე ამომრჩევლის აქტივობა მთელი ქვეყნის მასშტაბით 40%-ს აჭარბებდა. დედაქალაქ კიევში ზოგიერთ საარჩევნო უბანთან ამომრჩეველთა გრძელი რიგები იდგა, თუმცა აღმოსავლეთში, დონეცკსა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონებში საარჩევნო უბნების დიდი ნაწილი დახურული რჩება. დონეცკში სეპარატისტებმა დემონსტრაციულად დაამტვრიეს საარჩევნო ყუთები. უკრაინის ლიდერობისთვის 18 კანდიდატი ებრძვის. გამოკითხების თანახმად ლიდერობს მილიარდერი ტკბილეულის მეწარმე პეტრო პოროშენკო, თუმცა მას არ აქვს პირველი რაუნდში გამარჯვებისთვის საჭირო აბსოლუტური უმრავლესობა. კიევის ერთ-ერთ უბანზე ხმის მიცემის შემდეგ პოროშენკო ჟურნალისტებთან შემდეგი განცხადებით გამოვიდა. ფიქრო, ყველაზე მნიშვნელოვანი ისაა, რომ უკრაინის ხალხი დღეს თავიანთ ქვეყნის ლიდერს ირჩევს. სურს აღარწმუნოთ, რომ უკრაინის მომავალ პრეზიდენტს ირჩევენ არა დასავლეთის ლიდერები, არა აღმოსავლეთის ლიდერები, არამედ უკრაინის ხალხი. ის ფაქტი, რომ ამორჩევლის აქტივობა ასეთი მაღალია, კარგი მტკიცებული ба имиса, რომ უკრაინის ხალხი უკვე აკეთებს თავის არჩევანს.
The election is very good evidence that Ukrainian people already make their own choice.
განაცხადა პეტრო პოროშენკო, პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატმა, რომელიც გამოკითხების თანახმად კანდიდატებს შორის ლიდერია. პოროშენკოს შემდეგ ყველაზე მაღალი მაჩვენებელი ყოფილ პრემიერ-მინისტრს იულია ტიმოშენკოს აქვს. რუსეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა დმიტრი მედვედევმა დაიწყო ორდღიანი ვიზიტი ყირიმში, იმ ფონზე, როცა უკრაინაში საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები მიმდინარეობს. როგორც იუწყებიან, მედვედევი ქალაქ სევასტოპოლში უნდა ესტუმროს საიმიგრაციო ოფისებს, სადაც ადგილობრივ ხალხზე რუსეთის პასპორტებს გასცემენ. მედვედევის ოფისის თანახმად 26 მაისს ის ეწევა შავ ზღვაზე მდებარე საბავშვო ბანაკ არტექს. ეს მედვედევის მეორე ვიზიტია ყირიმში მას შემდეგ, რაც რუსეთმა მარტში ამ უკრაინული ნახევარკუნძულის ანექსირება მოახდინა. მიმდინარე თვეში რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმირ პუტინი რეგიონში გამარჯვების ღირს აღსანიშნავ ცერემონიას დაესწრო. რომის პაპი ფრანცისკე ახლო აღმოსავლეთში სამდღიანი ტურნეს ფარგლებში ისრაელს ეწვია. პაპი იქ ვერტმფრენით ჩავიდა დასავლეთის სანაპიროს ქალაქ ბეთლემიდან. თელავივის აეროპორტში პაპს ახლდნენ ისრაელის პრეზიდენტი შიმონ პერესი და პრემიერ-მინისტრი ბენიამინ ნეთანიაჰუ. ისრაელში ჩასვლამდე ფრანცისკე ბეთლემში შეხვდა პალესტინელთა პრეზიდენტს მაჰმუდ აბასს და გამოვიდა მოწოდებით დასრულდეს სულ უფრო და უფრო მიუღებელი კონფლიქტი პალესტინელებსა და ისრაელს შორის. პაპმა მაცხოვრის შობის ტაძართან ახლოს ღია ცის ქვეშ ჩაატარა მსახურება, რომლის დროსაც აბასს და ისრაელის პრეზიდენტს მშვიდობისთვის გულანთებული ლოცვისკენ მოუწოდა. ბელგიაში პოლიცია ეძებს შეერაღებულ პირს, რომელმაც 24 მაისს ბრიუსელში ებრაულ მუზეუმზე მიიტანა იერიში და 3 ადამიანი მოკლა. ოფიციალური პირების ცნობით, მოკლულებს შორის 2 ისრაელის მოქალაქეა და 1 საფრანგეთის. მძიმედ დაიჭრა 1 ბელგიელი. პროკურატურის ინფორმაციით, თავდასხმელი სავარაუდოდ მარტო მოქმედებდა და წინასწარ კარგად იყო მომზადებული. პროკურატურის ცნობით, ჯერჯერობით ადრე იმის თქმა, თავდასხმა ტერორისტულ აქტს წარმოადგენდა თუ ანტისემიტურ ქმედებას. ისრაელის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ბენიამინ ნეთანიაჰუმ მკაცრად დაგმო თავდასხმა და განაცხადა, რომ ეს ებრაელების და მათი სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ მუდმივი წაქეზების შედეგია. ინციდენტის ფონია ბელგიაში მიმდინარე ეროვნული და ევროკავშირის პარლამენტის არჩევნები. ევროკავშირის 21 წევრ ქვეყანაში მიმდინარეობს ევროპარლამენტის 2014-2019 წლების შემადგენლობის არჩევნები. დღეს სამარჩევნების ბოლო დღეა. იმ სახელმწიფოებს შორის, სადაც კენჭისყრა დღეს იმართება, არიან გერმანია, საფრანგეთი, პოლონეთი და ესპანეთი. საერთო ჯამში არჩევნებში მონაწილეობის უფლება აქვს ევროკავშირის ქვეყნების 388 მილიონ მოქალაქეს. კენჭისყრა უკვე გაიმართა ევროკავშირის 7 წევრ სახელმწიფოში. გავრცელებული ვარაუდით, არჩევნების შედეგი დაადასტურებს, რომ დომინანტ პოზიციაზე კლავაც პროევროპელი ცენტრისტები ირჩებიან. იმის მიუხედავად, რომ ბოლო პერიოდში გაძლიერდა როგორც ულტრა მემარჯვენე, ისე მემარცხენე პარტიების პოზიციები. საბოლოო შედეგები და ევროპარლამენტის ახალი შემადგენლობის ზუსტი კონფიგურაცია 26 მაის საღამოს გამოცხადდება. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცვლად ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე გაეცნობით radiotavisupleba.ge. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა კი გრძელდება.
In Spanish we say, la mejor variedad del mundo, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Will you tape it?
Okay, here we go into another 2 hours of acoustic music. I'm Rob Reinhart. This is Acoustic Cafe. And this week, it's REM Unplugged and newly released, Ben Harper and his mother, Ellen. Another new song created at South by Southwest, and our in-studio guest this week, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
It's like we're the Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny fraud, you know, that, you know, when you pull us out of the shoebox and nobody's around in an alley, we're like really great, but as soon as you put us on somebody's desk to perform, like, we'll screw it right up on you.
Three Canadian guys with vastly different experience, Colin Linden, Tom Wilson, and Stephen Fearing, who represent country, rock, and folk, respectively, formed Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, originally to celebrate the music of a legendary Canadian songwriter named Willie P. Bennett. But they also started bringing originals to the mix, and on their eighth album, South, they are looking towards the country to the south, the U.S., where Colin's made his home for decades. We'll hear some songs from South soon as we welcome back Colin, Tom, and Stephen, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, on Acoustic Cafe. Well, we'll start with a beautiful cover of a Jackson Browne classic from a new tribute called Looking Into You. The song is from 40 years ago, an album called Late for the Sky, but listen to the harmony-heavy version as provided by the California group Venice. Here's For a Dancer on Acoustic Cafe.
Turning around and it gradually falls down. time you go. But you will never know.
Recently. And Joan wrote or co-wrote all the songs on the album, and it features lots of new sounds for Joan Osborne, most certainly, like that one. Bit of Indian influence on a song, in fact, called Raga from the new album, Love and Hate. And we started out with something quite old, 40 years old, as a matter of fact, but it's from the first tribute album to Jackson Browne. Unbelievable as that might seem, it just came out. It's called Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne. Southern California artists Venice doing a song called For a Dancer from Jackson Browne. One of the first guests on Acoustic Cafe nearly 20 years ago was a guy named David Poe, who was originally from Ohio. He moved to New York, made a major label debut. We sort of lost track of him over the years, but he did move west. He is based in Los Angeles now. He's been doing film soundtrack work for a very long time and has a brand new album, as a matter of fact, a beautiful acoustic album called God and the Girl. Let's hear the song called Remember. This is David Poe on Acoustic Cafe.
Remember she was luminous, dancing in the sun. Clever as a crime, warmer than a gun. We were on fire from the moment that you met. Remember she was beautiful and tried to forget. Remember how you talked to her for hours without end. Before you were her lover, you tried to be a friend. Remember how she laughed every time she made you cry. Remember she was beautiful, remember how she lied. Remember you were helpless as a bird in a jet stream. Oh, remember how she held you down and how you screamed. Oh, remember how you wrote to her in song after song. Remember she was beautiful and tried to go on, tried to go on. Remember how she tasted your hand between her thighs, sucking on your fingers and looking in your eyes, and how she taught you things about yourself you wish you didn't know.
she was beautiful and tried to let her go. Remember she was mean and how she made you take your licks. Oh, remember how she liked it rough and played the dirty tricks. Oh, remember how she beat you up and fought you like a war. Oh, remember she was beautiful, if nothing more. Remember she was hard, tight enough to break. Remember she was bluer than the sky in Silver Lake. Remember she was cold and loyal as a cat. Remember she was beautiful and leave it at that. Leave it at that. Remember she was luminous, dancing in the sun. Clever as a crime, warmer than a gun. Now you were on fire from the moment that you met. Remember she was beautiful, try to forget. Ooh, ooh, just try to forget.
Was she trying to look away from the pity in the mirror of your eyes, a surprise held sway? Did she look delightful in that frightful kind of way? Could you still see the girl that loved me after all that I carved away? Clenched in my heart when I heard you say she has gone down the road called wrong. So go right ahead and cast the blame my way. Did you finally judge me as the jailer and the killer of the glory she should be?
Delamitri, back in the 1990s, you might remember that voice. It's Justin Curry on Acoustic Cafe. His new album, his third solo release called Lower Reaches, is out. We just heard the song called Priscilla. To write these songs, he completely unplugged. No phone, no internet. He took a little cottage in the Isle of Skye, which is off the coast of Scotland, to write the songs. To actually record them, though, he went to Austin, Texas, and worked with producer Mike McCarthy there, including great people, too, down in Austin, like Bruce Robison and David Garza, who turn up on the album. Before that, we heard David Poe, who now makes his home in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, he hears the show on member station KCSN in Los Angeles. Many thanks for writing, David, and sending us your new album, which is called God and the Girl. We heard the song Remember. In July, there's going to be a brand new album from a band called Puss in Boots, which is actually Nora Jones' new project. It's Nora Jones, Sasha Dobson, and Catherine Popper. The three of them together are doing mostly covers, actually. There are 12 songs on the album. 7 of them are covers. And we will present an in-studio visit with Puss in Boots that we recorded recently in New York, right about the time the album comes out, as I say, in July. Let's listen to one of those covers as performed in Studio G in Brooklyn, where they recorded the album as well. They did this version of Twilight for Acoustic Cafe.
Don't send me no distant salutation. Silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight.
Robbie Robertson classic, as done by the band back in 1975. That version of Twilight as performed by Puss in Boots. Again, Sasha Dobson, Catherine Popper, and Nora Jones, the three of them together live at Studio G in Brooklyn for Acoustic Cafe. Just a preview of the session that we'll present to you in July when their album No Fools, No Fun comes out. And just ahead on the program here, REM Lives Again out of their archives, and our in-studio guests, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
Our mission statement.
Play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
This one goes out to the one I love.
For the younger Acoustic Cafe listeners, you might not remember MTV Unplugged at all. Pretty simple concept, though. Bring in the world's biggest bands, have them strip away a lot of the electric stuff, and just focus on the songs. Worked well for some, not so well for others, but always offered interesting new versions of great songs. There was only one official MTV compilation of these performances, although countless artists released their unplugged sets as their live albums in the 1990s. One that didn't has just righted that wrong, and it only comes about 3 years after officially disbanding. You're hearing them now. It's REM with The One I Love, originally from the 1987 album Document. This week, the former band released Unplugged, the complete 1991 and 2001 sessions. Here's how the song sounded in 2001 and Unplugged.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prayer to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Out to the one I've left behind. A simple vow to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. A fire. I keep right my time. This one goes out to the one I love. The fire.
Only did MTV Unplugged twice. In 1991 and 2001, those complete sessions, both of them, the 91 and 01 sessions, have just been released by REM, a band that is no longer a band. That is from the 2001 session and The One I Love, which originally went back to 1987 in an album called Document. 1987, by the way, predating MTV's Unplugged by about 2 years. Some 15 years ago, three Canadian roots music guys came together to celebrate the music of fellow countryman and songwriter Willie P. Bennett. They called themselves Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and Bark, as they've come to be known, included producer, sideman, and songwriter Colin Linden, roots rocker Tom Wilson, and folk troubadour Stephen Fearing. While Colin moved to Nashville decades ago, Stephen and Tom are still in Canada, and over the years, they've come together to record 8 studio records as Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. The last time they were in our studios, they were talking about that previous album featuring a different female roots music legend on every song. It was called Kings and Queens, of course. And this year, they released the album called South. Born of touring for Kings and Queens, the album South was designed as an acoustic affair and produced by Colin at his studio in Tennessee. Between the last album and South, some other things have been happening for the members of Blackie as well. Tom had an album with his other band called Lee Harvey Osmond. Stephen released another solo album and a duo record with Irish artist Andy White. And Colin picked up an interesting gig consulting the TV show called Nashville. To discuss it all, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings join us this week as our in-studio guests.
As I understand it, this was going to be an acoustic trio, just the three of you. It was going to be one original song, one cover from each of you, a vinyl-only release, and now it's a full acoustic band, all original material, one Willie P. Bennett cover. And it's on a CD called
Seems like
South.
You know the plan better than we do.
or perhaps than you did. How did it go from one thing to being the other
thing? Well, actually, one of the things, there are a couple of things that made us want to make this record. And one of them was sitting here in this studio playing uh-huh. like this. Uh-huh. Right. Really, it was. Because yeah, right. when we came in here last time, we kind of thought, wow, this is so much fun to do. There's at this studio, the microphones and the room is so good. It just feels so great to play. Yeah. We thought, let's just make a record like this. We could do something like this at my studio.
The last time what we were talking about was Kings and Queens, which really was this sort of far-flung project. There were a lot of moving parts. It required a lot of coordination. This is so simple.
Yeah. You know, we've all done interviews around this record independently, and it's kind of interesting to read people's takes on the record. But I always thought, I mean, I was one of the least hard working on the Kings and Queens record. Colin really shouldered a lot of the load, but I got to figure that somewhere in his head he was thinking, this is so easy.
Right, did you say that?
Except for the mixing part.
Well, yeah. You know, it's interesting because with all the coordinating of the different sessions, because we were going to just do it 3 days at the house. Well, a couple of the songs that you hear are from that 3 days at the house, the beginning. But, you know, we had a few other sessions, and people flew around, and at one point we were all in different parts. Stephen was, I think, in Halifax, and Tom was in Ontario, and I was in Tennessee. We all flew to Kelowna, British Columbia,
Kelowna, BC.
And we all got off a plane at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We went in the studio and recorded 3 songs, and, we did North, South, and Everything I Am.
Yeah, the whole thing was really organic, but the logistics of Kings and Queens, the, you know, getting people on board and then Colin flying to where they lived, you know, that was something we didn't have to deal with on this record. Yeah.
Baby, point this engine south.
Spin our youth trying.
That's the title track to the new album, the 2014 release called South. From our in-studio guests this week, Colin Linden, Tom Wilson, Stephen Fearing, that's Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. One would think that all of these songs just kind of pop out as a function of the three of you sitting around together. As you look at the writing credits, so it's like these are written solo, they're written with one another, they're written with outside writers. Is that just a function of the fact that all three of you are busy doing other things besides Blackie and
we're
the Rodeo Kings?
We're all workaholics, really, and it depends who we land in a room with. Well, not enough. We end up in the same room as each other, being able to write together. Colin and I got to write a whole bunch for this record, more so I think for this record than we have in our careers. And I met Colin in a field at a folk festival in 1976, so it took us a while to get into a room together to actually do
and
quite
being in a band together for 17 years
by that point. That's right. So we're a little slow on the take there. Stephen and I have written extensively over the last 17 years, and he lives in Halifax now. And it's difficult for us to get together. So what goes on here, what we just recorded with you, is kind of the core. It's the spirit of what we're doing right now, and hopefully the spirit of what we do in the future. In a lot of ways, you got to catch us off guard. That's why Colin was explaining, and I remember being here and loving the sound of this room and what was doing. But you kind of, it's like we're the Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny frog, you know, that, you know, when you pull us out of the shoebox and nobody's around in an alley, we're like really great. But as soon as you put us on somebody's desk to perform, like, we'll screw it right up on you, you know. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Just real quick, then, if there had been covers, it was just funny because you guys were doing sort of a Rolling Stones medley here before we got going today. What would the covers have been?
Well, we all love Nick Lowe, and I wanted to been wanting to do the song "Crying in My Sleep," which is from an album that I don't think anybody bought except for me and maybe Colin. Called Pinker and Prouder Than Previous. I mean, the title alone, you know, kind of hurt. But the song is just brilliant.
Yeah, you did a tune that you wrote for Jimmy Rankin.
Yeah, I recorded that on a Jimmy Rankin record that I produced about 7 years ago. And as soon as I heard the song, I thought, wow, this is a Blackie and the Rodeo Kings song. But it just, we didn't have a record or time to do it, you know.
Thought I knew it all. Now I'm learning my lessons in the jewelry hall. I never went to work and never knew what for. Now my life slips away on the factory floor. Cause I've been it all the way with the dice I rolled. Gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. Easy come and easy go, and we're gonna stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Learn about love by playing in a band. I thought I had it good doing one night stand. I was young and fast like a rebel song. No rear view mirror showing where I've come. Cause I've been it all the way with the dice I rolled. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come, easy go. And I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Thank you.
not my head, it's the room that spins. It's not my head, it's the room that spins. Cause I've been it all the way with the dice I roll. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Been it all the way with the dice I roll. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old.
The song Gotta Stay Young, the original from the new album South. Our in-studio guests this week, Colin, Tom, Stephen, Blackie, and the Rodeo Kings. And we'll have more from them in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Coming up, it's a USA Songwriting Competition winner from 2013 and an old friend to boot. New Ben Harper and his mom, Ellen, and Bobby McFerrin for his dad, live here.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. During the month of May each year, we partner with the USA Songwriting Competition, which, by the way, is in the midst of collecting entries for their 19th annual competition through the end of this month. You can find out more about them at songwriting.net. And then we also get to look at some of the artists who won in the previous year's competition. And if we look to 2013 in the children's category of all places, we find a woman named Joni Leeds. She is a New York City-based artist, has developed a career as a children's artist primarily. On this particular song, though, that took first prize in that children's category at the USA Songwriting Competition, she is joined by one of our old friends on the program, Jonathan Brook. Let's listen to Family Tree on Acoustic Cafe.
100 years ago, there lived some people I didn't know. They didn't mean much to me till I found out about my family tree. You see, just like a tree, my family has deep roots. Just like a tree, it grew from the trunk. Just like a tree, it spread out like branches. Just like a tree, it needs love. It needs love. It needs love. It needs love. My family tree. Sometimes leaves get lost, and the wind, it will blow them away. But if we write them down, we will remember them always. Just like a tree, my family has deep roots. Just like tree, it grew from the trunk. Just like a tree, it spread out like branches. Just like a tree, it needs love. It needs
love. My family tree. My
family tree. All you need is love. The family tree. All you need is love.
Your face again. I've been up and down this highway just looking for a friend. Oh, Colorado. No matter how long I'm gone, you look the same. It's so damn good to know there's something time can't change. Oh, Colorado. When I'm lost and I lose touch, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of. I wanna get mile high, touch the sky, get lost in mountain time. Whoa, free like the wind blows, wild as the river flows. Take me back in. Whoa, Colorado. And the girl I love, she left me all alone. These days you're the only place I feel at home. So you can have those old gray city streets. I wanna loosen up my I wanna get mile high, touch the sky, get lost in mountain time. Whoa, free like the wind blows, wild as the river flows. Whoa, yeah, I wanna get mile high, touch the sky.
Define rock and roll. If it has a fiddle, maybe it's not rock and roll to you. I don't believe that to be correct. But I think you'll find a lot of rock and roll on the infamous String Dusters' new album, which is called Let It Go. Songs like that one called Colorado on Acoustic Cafe. And we did just get through the Mother's Day holiday recently, and for Mother's Day, Ben and Ellen Harper put out an album called Childhood Home, which was so sweet. Ellen Harper took over the Folk Music Center and Museum in Claremont, California, that her parents had run before her, and that is where Ben came up, learning from some of the greats who would stop by occasionally on tour, Ry Cooter, David Lindley, Taj Mahal, people like that. That's where the young Ben Harper first learned about guitars and such. Anyway, the two of them have written a collection of songs. Let's listen to one from the album called Childhood Home. A house is a home on Acoustic Cafe.
A house is a home, even when it's dark. Even when the grass is overgrown in the yard. Even when a dog is too old to bark. And when you're sitting at the table trying not to start. A house is a home, even when we've up and gone, even when you're there.
even when there's ghosts, even when you gotta run from the ones who love you most. Screen doors, broken panes peeling from the wood. Locals whisper when they're gonna leave the neighborhood. A house is at home, even when we've up and gone, even when you're there alone. Chores are never done, where you spend your whole life running to and from. And if the life that you live is not the life you choose, make your child a home and start anew. Your house is a home, even when we've up and gone, even when you're there alone.
Bobby McFerrin live at our studios with his band last year at Acoustic Cafe.
Thank you.
Doing a song that his father did back in 1957 on an album called Deep River. But the song goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. It's a spiritual called Every Time. And then we also heard Ben and Ellen Harper. That's Ben's mom, Ellen Harper, from their album together called Childhood Home. Next hour on the show, it's another brand new song down at the Subway Sessions at South by Southwest this year. A loving tribute to Lou, and more from our in-studio guest this week, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.